What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cub Cooker Supernatural Podcast. My name is Jacob Cooker, but my friends call me Cub, and you should too. Every day on the Cub Cooker Supernatural Podcast, we are unlocking the secrets of the ancient mythos, and today is no different. I have a fantastic, absolutely mind-blowing episode for you today. If you have never heard this rhetoric, it's going to blow your mind. I'm going to absolutely quash a bunch of the myths about yoga today and a lot of things that I've been hearing coming out and really a lot of the concerns that I've heard from people who are in the deconstruction process of their life, whether you are part of the church still, whether you've left the church, whether you're considering it. This is a message of open-minded, open-hearted love and light. No matter what race, religion, credo, orientation you are, we love you. You are literally welcome here as long as you're here in love and light to serve your fellow man and love yourself and love others and love God within you. That is literally what this community is for. That's what my podcast is for. And today I'm going to talk about the demons of yoga. What they don't tell you about Jesus. This is episode 416. What's up, Stephen? How are you, brother? Hope you're having a beautiful day. Thanks for being here. What's up, Missy? How are you? And Missy calls you Cubby. Yes, yes, absolutely. I love Cubby. That's a great one. I appreciate that. Yeah, people call me Jacob, and I don't even know who they're talking about. So Cub, Cubby, Hey You, all of the above. Work well. So what's up, Teresa? How are you? So I want to get into this today and like dive in head first, guys. I just listened to a video that was cringy at best, and I'm going to go ahead and call it out. No offense to this organization, but it was the Christian Broadcasting Network, and it made me physically ill to watch it. The amount of absolute ignorance that was in this video literally made me physically ill, and I had to stop the video and you know, do this episode. And so what's up, Manifest by Laura? How are you? OMG, hey Cub and fam. Yes, I'm coming at you live today a little bit earlier, trying to do a little bit earlier so people that are, you know, working and hanging out can listen, you know, before the drive at 5 and all of that stuff. So hopefully this is a better time slot, and I'm going to do my best to keep dropping episodes around the 11:30 mark every day, because I like it better. It gets me into the day, and it helps me create the content I want to and reach the audience earlier in the day and give people more time to catch up on it. So this is I had a family member recently that's considering getting into yoga, and a bunch of these questions came up. I won't disclose who this is, but you know, through the grapevine, I heard this, that they're considering getting into yoga. However, they're not really fully deconstructed. So this is where it can be very, very tricky. And guys, I want to tell you that the video I listened to by this Christian Broadcasting Network, or CBN, you know, they have every right to share their opinion on the interwebs. I respect that. I respect what they do. However, I do not agree with one iota of it. In fact, I think they are literally harming people. I think they're actually hurting you spiritually. I think they are actually putting you in a state of fear. Michaela, what is up from Georgia? Thank you for being here, my friend. So this fear-based mentality, I'm going to go through some of the things that the fundamentalist movement, and we're just going to call it what it is. It is fundamentalism. Jibber jabber. No, I will not calm down. If you don't like my attitude today, peace out, brother. I'm not going to calm down. This pisses me off. And I got to come at it hard. Okay. This is actually hurting people. What the church is teaching, I'm here to help you. Okay. I actually love you. Okay. I'm not here to just fill a pew, put you in a state of fear, and keep harvesting your energy, okay? I'm just going to call it out. I'm going to call it like it is. I'm going to tell you right now, you know I'm in love and light, but I'm tired of it. I'm watching it hurt people I love, okay? This video I heard today, the claims within it about yoga that you're opening yourself up to demons, that you will have demonic visions, that you shall have no other gods before the Lord your God. Guys, all of that stuff, this is Old Testament law, and we're over that, by the way. Okay, if you are a universalist like I am, everybody wants to know what religion I am. I'm a universalist. Okay, it's not a religion, it's a state of mind. It means I believe God is the universe. God is me, God is you. The supreme being lives within all things. There is no supreme being outside of the self. And when you go within and find that supreme being, guess what it does? It gives you power. It helps you deconstruct all of your BS. By the way, I get demonetized the other day because I said that. YouTube's like, oh, we can't monetize this video because this is not advertiser friendly. Sorry. I got to speak the truth, guys. I got to speak my truth. Some comments in this live were filtered to protect the community's experience. See, exactly. This creates, like, there's so much tension right now in the world, guys. And you can either save yourself or you can dive right back into the fear. And I will not let my community, I will not let the viewers of our podcast, I will not let anyone that I have any say-so in it succumb to fear right now. And so here are some of the claims that this other channel is making. And by the way, it's not just this channel. It is, just go type in yoga is demonic on YouTube, and it will literally blow your mind at the level of ignorance and fear that people want to put on you. It will make you physically uncomfortable. And if you are in this mindset of believing that the Bible is the holy word of God, spoiler alert, it was written by a bunch of men, and over half of it is mythology, and the other half of it is new dogma to try to control people. There is about 2% of it that is totally, what's up, Jacob? How are you doing? I'm on a roll today, brother. What's up, man? Red pill or blue pill? That's right, brother. I'm on a roll today. There's about 2% of that Bible that is the actual spiritual food for you, and that is the red letters of Jesus Christ, okay? And you guys know I talk about Jesus more than anybody who is deconstructed and universalist here on the interwebs, because I'm sorry, I love Jesus, I love Yeshua, I love the Christ within me. It is literally the thing that has saved me in my life, okay? It is the thing that got me unaddicted from alcohol. It is the thing that got my marriage right. It is the thing that kept me from unaliving myself. Angel says, false teacher. Dude, I'm here because of these teachings. I had a gun to my head at one point in my life, and if I had pulled that trigger because of the teachings the church had given me that I was hopeless because Jesus wasn't doing it, but the Christ actually did, the yoga of Christ did, the contact of God within me actually did, I wouldn't even be here to speak this right now, brother. And I got to tell you, I've lost family members because of these teachings. I've lost friends because of these teachings. People are literally unaliving themselves because the church hasn't helped. Okay, if this stuff was really potent, it would have changed the world. But every time someone like myself comes and speaks out about yoga and meditation and inner peace and harmony, people call them a cult leader. They call them false teachers. They call them psychotic. They call them whatever. Okay, it's literally psychological opposition to anyone who comes out here and speaks love and light. Thank you, Tina says truth. Sunny says absolutely. Thank you guys, my friend. Appreciate y'all. Angel says, tell me because I'm there. Angel, love you, brother. Seriously. Take a breath today. What I'm going to share today can literally change your life. Okay. It can turn your life around. It's up to you. Okay. It's not up to me, but it's up to you. It can literally change the game for you. Manifest by Laura says, call them flexible. LOL. Exactly. Exactly. This is so important to me because, again, I've actually lost people, and I speak out so much against self-harm and unaliving yourself because there's a timeline somewhere where I'm not here because I didn't know how to self-heal. I didn't know how to self-find God within. I didn't know how to God contact. I was looking for a savior. I was looking for something. I was steeped in the church. I had Jesus. I had baptized 8 different times in multiple churches, and it never did it for me, guys. And here's the deal. When I say this, it strikes a nerve because you know I'm right. You know that you've done it too. You know that you've had the emotional reactions. You know you've been in and out of all these different churches. You know you pound through your Bible all the time and you still have fear. And if you still have fear, you are not well spiritually, okay? And I say that in love and light. And my biggest inner battle that I am winning, by the way, is with fear. The more I go to boot with fear, the better I am spiritually, the more well I am, the more balanced I am in my life, and the more ready I am to take whatever life throws at me. And it has thrown a lot of crap at me, by the way. Jen says, just listening. Thank you, Jen. I appreciate you, my friend. What denomination did you grow up? Okay, so I grew up Methodist, I grew up evangelical, and I grew up fundamentalist, and I grew up quasi-Catholic. I know that sounds insane, and it kind of was. I was homeschooled, and the homeschoolers were all evangelical fundamentalists. My dad was Catholic. My mom was Methodist. So I did a lot in the Methodist church, and a lot of my deconstructed beliefs come from some of my incredible, loving, beautiful, incredible mentors within the Methodist church. And I owe so much to those individuals who mentored me, youth pastors, young adult leaders, those type of people in my life that literally have helped me, you know, help me save myself here and realize that the love of Christ is that. It's love. It's not dogma. It's not the idol of Jesus. You guys that got a cross up on your wall right now, why do you have a guillotine on your wall? Why do you have an electric chair? Why are you celebrating unaliving a beautiful human being? Because that rhetoric of Jesus dying for you is one of the things that I have to start speaking out against right now, because he lived for you, okay? He lived for you, okay? But we want to continue to nail him to the cross and celebrate this. Did they unalive him? Yeah, I believe they did. I mean, he spoke out so much, it wasn't pretty, right? The way they treated him and the way they came together to nail him to that cross. But he ascended. According to the stories, he was a yogi of the highest order. He was able to astral project and actually re-manifest a physical form here in the 3D before he actually ascended to where he went. So this is where I'm going to dive in. I'm going to dive into some of these belief systems about yoga and then share some of my experience. So again, I grew up evangelical fundamentalist within the homeschool group. Methodist I'll call it by trade, because that was actually where we went a lot growing up. And then my dad was Catholic. So a lot of like quasi conflicting beliefs, but they were all pretty much the same cloth. I mean, if you really get down to brass tacks, right? Jen says, I think you can be any religion and still be connected in the grace of God. Oh, 1000%. Absolutely. And that was one of the things that really bothers me about these videos I was watching today, is they said that, you know, they literally were speaking out against Hinduism. And guys, Hinduism is freaking beautiful. If you actually study it, this is what Jesus was teaching. Okay. There's a book called The Yoga of Jesus by Yogananda Paramahansa. And it will change your life. If you're willing to read it, it will help you deconstruct what yoga actually is and understand that Jesus himself was a yogi of the highest order. He contacted God within him and realized the truth, and then spoke out against the religious, political, and economic construct of his day and dropped straight up truth. And they were looking for a literal Messiah. They were looking for someone to take up arms. They were looking for someone to actually set captives free. He did it completely spiritually, completely esoterically. And that is why in the Old Testament, when Yahweh judges Lucifer, Lucifer is not Satan. Lucifer is not evil. Lucifer is the illuminator of the truth. And this Yahweh, this Old Testament God, by the way, much love and light to all of our friends who are of roots traditions, Hebrew roots traditions, much love and light. I'm just telling you the way I see it, okay? I have no problem with what you practice. In fact, I think you should have the right to practice that, as long as you don't hurt others or other things. You should be able to practice that. And I love you. But for me, Jesus was not talking about corroborating or perpetuating any of the Old Testament ways, the old law, the religious construct, or the God of the Old Testament. That is what is considered an Elohim. And if you get into ancient astronaut theory, which I teach deeply, you will understand a whole lot more about the Elohim or the Anunnaki, the gods that came down on Earth and what I believe used technology to manipulate humanity, genetically modify and even terraform this planet. And therefore, they were called creators. By the way, when it says created in the image of God, okay, most of your translations sub in God. That's not what it says. In Hebrew, it says Elohim. And it says, let us create. Let us create. And it's multiple deities doing the creating. Now, you can write this off to pure mythology, absolutely. But if it's literal, which a lot of people take it literal, then at a certain point you have to go, okay, these are alien gods. These are extraterrestrial or interdimensional gods who are manipulating and creating a construct, which, by the way, I'm breaking down right now today. Okay, those with eyes to see and ears to hear, this is the sauce that goes on top of your deconstruction. Okay, if you're still struggling deconstructing, find me during or after this stream. I'll get you a link to join our community. I've got an incredible amount of resources over there, including courses on deconstruction, where I will literally walk you step by step through how to deconstruct your faith in a way where you don't lose your faith, but you look at all the pieces and you take stock of where you're actually at and what's worth moving forward with in your life. And then build something that actually makes you happy, actually blesses you, your family, and others, and actually produces spiritual fruit in your life. Because that's the point. And most of these belief systems and this dogmatism that I'm talking about that I personally came out of, which is why I can speak out against it, because I was a part of it. So it's like, you know, I'm just blowing the whistle on it. This is not... I'm not coming against anybody. I'm not going against the church because the church does some great work. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I got to blow my whistle on it because it hurt me. It manipulated me. It kept me from my power. And if I had understood this stuff about yoga and meditation and the true message of Jesus, I could have really, really helped myself a whole lot earlier in life. I'm almost 40 years old, and I wish I had known this stuff in my 20s, guys. I would have saved a lot of beating my head against the wall, proverbially, had I known. So, isn't anger related to fear? Joshua says, yeah, absolutely. But there is a very different kind of anger. There's Shiva anger, okay? And you can be angry and not fearful, by the way. Injustice can make you angry. That doesn't mean you fear it. That means you understand that a change has to happen and justice needs to be served, okay? The Shiva energy, which Jesus embodied, if you notice our artwork today, is Jesus, Shiva, or Jiva. Yes, I know, incredibly blasphemous, right? I mean, horribly heretical. But yeah, it's Jiva. So this is my new guy. I'm going to be flying that flag for a while. Jesus has Shiva energy. Jesus has Krishna energy. Jesus has Vishnu energy. He is the all-in-one, guys. Come on. And Shiva is, you know, everybody goes, oh, that place that does all the particle testing over in Switzerland, we got to worry about it because they got a Shiva statue. You don't understand what Shiva is. Shiva energy is what I'm in right now, by the way. It is actually loving, and it can be balanced with Krishna energy, balanced with bhakti energy. It can have love and power in it, okay? Love and power. And so Shiva is considered the destroyer within Hinduism, but also there's a sustainer, also there's a renewer or a creator. And so we have to understand this energy all ties together. Jen, I know, yeah, I can't say it on the internet, Jen, you know what I'm talking about here. And I'm not even commenting on what they're doing over there because I don't know. I haven't been shown, I haven't seen it in person, but you know, there's so many theories about it that just cause a lot of fear. And for me, I want to get down to it and go, you know, understanding Shiva energy is very important. And that does a lot of times affect the quantum and represent what's going on in these quantum research facilities, because you have this energy that can create or destroy depending on how you harness it. And by the way, that's up to you. That's up to humanity on how we use that. In the 40s and 50s, we used it in very negative ways, clearly. Okay. maybe we're doing better with it now. I don't know. I don't know the intentions of what's actually happening. So, Sonny says, Jesus showed us the truth of what was communicated to us from our Creator. Absolutely. And again, the Creator, the Sustainer, and the Destroyer, they are all within. That is Brahman. That is the quantum God within you. That is the source of all things. The source is a three in one, a father, a mother, a child. Creator, mother, father, destroyer, and the child, sustainer. That is literally the energy of God, okay? And that is also why Yahweh in the Old Testament is represented as a war god and a destroyer of things, right? He has that destroyer energy. And we see exactly what that happens if you take that esoterically, what happens when you don't balance that energy. So what I want to dive into today is... okay, we're going to get into this, a lot of the yogic teachings, and I actually have Bible verses to go with them, not to do a Bible study today or be super Christian about this. Again, I'm a universalist deconstructed, but again, I love the message of Jesus, and we're going to tie this to all of the yogic traditions here. Exactly, Josie. Josie says multiple beings came together to create us. Absolutely. A lot of comments today. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the comments. Let me look at the comments here because I've got a couple of them. Being closed-eyed and sitting in one place for hours is demonic. No, absolutely not. And if you've ever done it and actually contacted that, by the way, you can't do that. Okay. I promise you, you can't do that. Your mind will completely ruin that experience. It takes a high yogi to sit there for hours with their eyes closed in deep meditation within. Okay. That is how you contact God and close off or shut down the matrix system, the illusionary realm, or the simulation. Okay. This is an actual spiritual technology that helps open up your chakras and close down the matrix. You guys want to know how to beat the matrix? You got a lot of people in this, you know, the, modern fundamentalist Christian communities, they're all like, oh, the matrix is trying to hide God and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you don't even know him. Like, you don't even know her. You don't even know it. You haven't even contacted it within you. And you don't even understand how to shut down the matrix. You're trying to fight it, through policies, through all of this stuff, right? From the pulpit, all of these things. But what you don't understand is the only way to turn that matrix off is to take the little plunge every day and shut it off within you. You got to shut off your sensory abilities and go within and feel that sensory ability within you. So, cat face enthusiast, do I use, I have no idea what those are. So the answer would be no then. Thomas says, bro, Jesus is Baal. It's proven fact that the Christ you're speaking doesn't come from Jesus. It comes from divine source. Break the actual source. Yeah. Okay. So there's a huge misconception because there's a creator right now saying that Jesus is Baal. Guys, that is not true at all. Baal means Lord, but there's a billion different lords in the Bible. You have different lords. I mean, that is just a generic term. Now there was a Canaanite God named Baal, but that is such a loose, arbitrary connection, guys. We got to get real about this stuff and understand that Jesus was infused with the chrism oil. He was the anointed man. And by the way, if he never existed, this is still the allegory for you. He is telling you that the Son of Man has the Christ within, the anointed man within. He reminds the people of his day and age that ye are gods and the scriptures cannot be broken. He's like, so why is what I'm teaching so weird? And so this is like a very, very important thing to remember. I have to like unplug one phone and plug the other in halfway through the podcast here. Cause I only have one charger. Side note, little ADD there. Sorry. So yeah, we got to get around the idea that Jesus is Baal, like, you know, and I've done many videos on Jesus as Lucifer. Yeah. He's totally Lucifer energy. He's totally the Illuminator. He totally came and did something esoterically and didn't do it physically. And therefore He doesn't fit the old prophecies. He doesn't fit what the prophets were saying. He didn't do what they said he was going to do because he did it spiritually and esoterically, not physically like it had been predicted and like they have been waiting for thousands of years and are still waiting for and planning on bringing the Messiah back or waiting for the Messiah to come back. So again, I got to say this again. I love you, all love and light. I don't care what religious tradition you are. I'm here for free thinking, not religion. Okay. I'm not here to step on your religion at all. I love you. I respect that. But I'm here to tell you where my free thinking started actually helping me versus hurting me. So, Uncle John, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate that. Thank you for the follow, brother. Exactly. I have no idea how to say your name. Melny says, be silent, go to the higher room. Jesus says, we meet God within, the kingdom is within. 1,000%, 1,000%. Chris Gorman says, dude, what's up, brother? How are you doing? Hope you're having a beautiful day. Lucifer is a created name of a religious corporation, another made up story, bro. Thomas says, yes, but it does all fit together. And you got to remember the light bringer or the light bearer or the bright and morning star, the Latinization of that is Lucifer. I've done a million videos on this. I don't need to keep explaining it. And so that Latinization is where we get the character of Lucifer from. So the character of Lucifer, the archetype, meets the character of Jesus. And so that's what I've been trying to get across for a long time here, is understanding that the Illuminator is the Christ within you. And it illuminates all of the belief systems. It illuminates all of them. And you go like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Pixie Girl says, I wanted to hear more about Jiva. Yeah, exactly. So Jesus, Shiva, he said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. He said, I came to set fire to the world, and behold, I tend it to a blaze. What do you think that is, guys? That's Shiva energy. Did he literally do that? No. And people that take that literally and try to go to war in his name or anyone else's, guys, come on. That's the state of the world. And I said yesterday, everybody's waiting on this big natural disaster thing to happen. And guys, this Fallout show, I'm sorry. I don't even put that stuff in my brain. I love you if you like it, but I'm telling you, those filters going on TikTok right now where there's these beautiful little scenes of people's kids in the yard, and then it turns to this horrible, morbid, you know, post-Fallout thing. That's because we do that to ourselves. Quit creating that timeline where we do that to ourselves and start standing up for truth and love and light and beauty in the world. Quit putting those filters with your kids in your front yard and creating a paradigm where that horrible reality exists, and start creating the paradigm where we actually use this power for good and start creating better technology in the world, better timelines, okay? Quit waiting for a savior to come out of the sky and start actually saving yourself. And so again, if you watch that show, no offense to you, but I will not be watching it. I don't play the game. I play fantasy games like Legend of Zelda. I like happy, you know, more fantasy type stuff. And that's what I like to put in my timeline, in my brain hole, in my little quantum computer here that is generating my reality, by the way. All right, let's talk about yoga. Thoughts become physical matter, Chris says. 1,000%, brother, 1,000%. So yoga holds universal spiritual truths. One of the biggest misconceptions is that yoga yokes you to demons. Let me remind everyone that King Solomon was literally wielding demons to build the temple. Let me remind everyone that Jesus cleared every demon out of everyone who ever had one around him. And if you are contacting the Christ within you, you are going to be able to cast out demons, even of yourself. Now, remember, Jesus says, if you cast one out and you clean up, it will go get seven more and come back and leave the house even worse than it left it, right? Okay, what does that mean? He means you got to keep doing it. He means you better keep sweeping. You got to put your guard up and keep those chakras open, keep them clean, keep them balanced. Because if you stop doing it, you'll get messed up worse. That's why you hear people that are like, oh, I started doing yoga and I had demonic experiences. Yeah, because they're in you. They're in you already, y'all. Come on. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I know, full moon energy today, guys. I mean, it's heavy. It's heavy, but I'm rolling. I got some good coffee. We're going. This is where the rubber meets the road spiritually. Are you willing to push through that? Are you willing to confront the demons that are already within you? Why are they in you and they haven't said anything? Because they like to be left alone. They're like a splinter that gets under your thumb and it's like, oh, I'm not even here. I'm just going to slowly get infected and you're not even going to notice it. Just, shh, you know, that little numb feeling you get? That's what these things do to you. And by the way, demons are not horned little creatures, little goblins that get in you, okay? They are energies. They are electrostatic chaos energies. They are not created with. You can create with them, you can wield them, and you can tell them what to do and where to go. And you certainly don't need them in your energy centers of your metaphysical body, aka your chakra systems. This is a great time for me to drop this. Hit up supernaturalblueprint.com. It's completely free. You can get my free ebook. I'm going to go through all the chakras. A lot of what I'm talking about today is assuming your understanding of the chakras. And I don't mean a little understanding. I mean, guys, I go into it. It's about a 14-page free ebook. And I'm going to show you exactly how your chakras, including two that most likely you don't know about, are most likely blocked, how to unlock them, how to unblock them, and what they correlate with in your life, okay? Because they correlate with specific things in your life. And so I'm going to take you all the way up Jacob's ladder here, all the way up the ladder to the pineal, all the way to the crown or the thousand-petaled lotus, all the way to the soul chakra, which is in the Father and of the Father. You are already in God, but you got to go on that journey within yourself. Lisa says, yes. Thank you very much, my friend. I will be releasing Envy tonight, Under the Moon. Good for you, Tina. Absolutely, 1,000%. Because we all have to do that. Today's the day. Got a big full moon. We just had eclipse season. This is an important day. We got a lot of placements that are going to be changing soon. I'm not an astrology expert, but my experts know what's up. And I know May is going to be a breath of fresh air in a lot of ways. We still got some stuff going on, but it's a really good time right now to create into the reality you want. So Cosmic Cristo, I love your name, by the way, says, what's after the pineal gland? That is going to be your crown chakra and then your soul chakra. So I add two that are not traditionally added, depending on what tradition you look at. I add the earth chakra and the soul chakra, or heaven and earth chakra. And I do that because there is a level of, like, for me, my root chakra, what is it rooting to? It's rooting to the earth chakra. It's rooting to Mother Earth, the greatest teacher on the planet, literally, where you go back to school. You go back to Mother Earth. You learn by rooting down to her. Okay, everybody's like, oh, your lower chakras, it's just in charge of all your carnal. Okay, yeah, it can be if they're blocked. It can be if you're just operating out of them exclusively. But if you're rooted to Mother Earth and learning from her and in having that sacred teacher, a lot of people do this through different medicine journeys as well. You can do it completely naturally by just going, sitting on a rock out in the canyon like I do, rooting down to Mother Earth and letting her teach you the truth, right? The truth about your 3D reality, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Manifest by Loris is about to eat some light, aka do some yoga and connect with the sun and the moon. Amen, my friend. Always incorporate those into my energy healing. Honeybee says, absolutely. Glad to hear that about May. Absolutely. Dreamstar says, love the Scorpio full moon. Nothing is off limits. Nothing too deep to dive into. I know. I figured just throw caution to the wind today and go for it. So hit up supernaturalblueprint.com. You type it into the URL bar, or you can click on the link in my bio. And at the very top of my main website, you'll see get your free blueprint. And just click on that little banner right there. Go put your info in and I'll email it to you immediately. You can also scan that QR code. This is going to complete what you're learning today in this and kind of what we're getting into. It will really take you on that chakra journey, which I am like a huge proponent of. And that's one of my missions in the world, is get everybody on their chakra journey, because that's what yoga is. Yoga is yoking yourself to the divine within you and aligning your energy centers within your metaphysical body so that your energy can flow. Because literally what I was hearing earlier on these videos, they are trying to completely block your flow. This is the perfect system, guys. Build these systems and program people with fear through every corner. Every corner they look, religious, political, economic, doesn't matter. programming with fear, turn them against each other, and therefore they won't work together, and they certainly won't have harmony within themselves, and they'll keep going back to the well for more, right? Yeah, give us more stimulus. Oh, give us more Jesus in church. We need that. Oh, give us more left. Give us more right. Whatever. Keep going back to it. It's in you. Everything you need is within you. Jesus literally said, the Father takes care of the sparrows, even the least of the birds he takes care of. And the lilies of the field were clothed greater than even King Solomon in all his glory. The biggest, baddest king with thousands of wives and all these treasure hoards and everything. And oh my gosh, he's just like, he's the man. Everybody like worshiped that dude, right? Jesus is like, dude, the lilies are better than him. And the true Father, the Spirit of all, takes care of those lilies and clothes them. Why are you worried? Let tomorrow worry about itself. I used to meditate and deconstructed Christianity. Now what? Great. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Dive into my free blueprint. Join the community. We've got a paid community. It's stupid affordable and incredibly valuable. Come and meet people like Pixie and Honeybee and Dreamstar. And who do we have over here? We got Steven over here today. We got Teresa and Chris and Molly. And we got a ton of people that are on the live right now. Laura. I mean, we got spiritual practitioners over there that are just soaking this stuff up every day and creating beautiful realities and actually doing this stuff. And that's the next step. Get involved with the community. It doesn't have to be mine, by the way. If you resonate, come check it out. Love to have you. I'll reach out to you. I'll connect with you personally. You just click the link in my bio and you'll see everything under my profile picture is all about my membership. And it'll blow you away how affordable it is. We got Zoom calls on Saturday. We're going to have an awesome call this Saturday, kind of tying into what I'm talking about here. That's the next level, is getting involved with a community. I didn't have a community, so I made a community. I didn't have anyone to get on Zoom calls with, so I made a group of people to get on Zoom calls with. When I left the church and deconstructed, and guys, I worked in ministry for 7 years. I mean, that was a hard deconstruction thing. Like, I had to completely rebuild and give everything up and rebuild everything completely, including a place and a space and a virtual community. We even have an off social media social platform that you can go and share all of your experiences, all your woo-woo stuff. Nobody's going to judge you. Whatever you're going through, experiencing, like, we're there to support you and help you and encourage you. And I have my academy over there. It's all included in one membership. The academy has hundreds and hundreds of videos teaching exactly what I'm teaching today, even more in depth and bite-sized pieces where you can literally plug through it, journal with it, and get deep with it. Like, I mean, if you enjoy the water, swim deeper, swim out further, get good at swimming, get yourself a boat and go explore. Like, get in that water of spirituality. For me, that was the only thing I could do next, which is just experience that, hey, I'm not alone. All this stuff I've been looking at is real. It's just such a cool experience. So, yeah, I understand, my friend. I understand. I was a Christian for 30 plus years as well. I'm almost 40 years old and I grew up in the church. So, there's pictures of me at 7, 8 years old, dressed up as a Bible character, preaching in my grandparents' living room. So I always knew I was going to do something in ministry. I just didn't know I'd be a universalist ministry like I do now, which I'm grateful for, by the way, grateful for. So, okay. So yeah, you guys can hit up that QR code too. If you want to join the membership, you go read all about it. You can read real member testimonials. It's fantastic, guys. Don't do it for me. Do it for you. Do it to go deeper down the rabbit hole. Let's unlock some secrets together, connect, get to know each other. I got people that join that and they're like, Cub, why didn't I join sooner? And I'm like, I'm sorry. It's my fault. I apologize. I should have sold you on it better. I should have helped you find your way into it quicker. And so if you resonate, you can cancel anytime if you don't resonate. But if you resonate, give it a chance. Go check it out. Cancel anytime if you don't resonate. And you get the recordings of the Zoom calls too, even if you're busy on Saturdays. So you can still interact. All right, here we go down the rabbit hole. Number one, universal spiritual truths. Yoga is a universal practice that transcends specific religious beliefs. Okay, let me say that again. Yoga is a universal spiritual practice that transcends specific religious beliefs, allowing individuals to deepen their spiritual connection regardless of their background. Interesting. What a fantastic claim that is, right? And it is. Lisa, is this live? Yeah, absolutely. It's live. Of course it's live. I don't understand people that stream and they're not live. I would rather answer questions and connect with people than just run a pre-canned video. Yeah, this is totally live, my friend. So John 4:24, God is spirit and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth. Interesting. Okay. So how do you do that if you're trying to serve a jealous, angry God that sent a flood, that walked with Adam, that spoke with Moses face to face? By the way, Jesus goes on to say, no one has met God at any time or seen God at any time. I mean, it's mind-blowing, guys. It's like the biggest conspiracy of all time is the idea that what Jesus was talking about in any way connects to the rest of the Bible, other than using it as a springboard to show the actual spiritual truth within you versus what man has built, and very possibly what the gods actually set up on the earth in order to control their creations. Now, people always ask me, well, Cub, if the Elohim or the Anunnaki created us, then is there not a creator God? Something had to spark the simulation, period. Okay, thought begets thought begets thought begets thought. And the supreme being of all, literally conceived with the divine mother through thought, if you go read the Gnostic traditions. And it's all about the thought, and the thought became the child, became us, became the material realm, became everything that you experience, including the other higher spiritual realms. And the higher you go up into the spiritual realms, it is nothing but pure energy and thought. And when you release that into the void of space, A, you create more space, and B, it starts to lower in vibration the further from source you get. Why do you think we all have our own angel? Well, Cub, I didn't know we had all our own angels. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know that sun out there? It's pouring angels out of it right now. Pouring them out on your head. Those angles of light, those angels, those super intelligent rays and frequencies that are pouring through your body at any minute, those are your angels, guys. Now, every time in the Bible when they say an angel or a messenger of the Lord, it's not always talking about angles of light or spiritual angles. A lot of times, it's talking about the away team members of these Anunnaki or these Elohim that came down and appeared as men, and the whole city, you know, thought they were attractive. Remember that story? That's a whole different thing, okay? That's the ET gods or the ED gods, extra dimensional, by the way. And then they're creating factions, allegiances, cities, all of this stuff, guys. And they're working through the kings that are in place. Why do you think the construct still exists? You can literally see which gods control what part of the construct because there's the frequency is still there. All they had to do is plant the frequency, start the first parts of the construct, infuse the genetics and the bloodlines, and then they got out of Dodge. And we did the rest, guys. We've been perpetuating it for thousands and thousands of years. And that's why people like Jesus, they come whenever unrighteousness abounds, and they reveal the spiritual truth that all things are actually connected and there is no construct to control you. There is no God outside of self because everything is self-created within the self and the higher self because you are already a part of source. You are the thought of God. Lisa says, Catholic no more. Good for you, my friend. I totally understand. Totally understand. Brandon says, I like your way of decimating your thoughts. Disseminating. I was like, decimating. Disseminating. That's a good word. That's a $4 word, brother. I love that. So God is spirit. Now, the fundamentalist claim, and this is fundamental Christianity. This is, Christian nationalism. This is all those words I'm not supposed to say on the interwebs, but I'm going to say them today because I can't talk about them without talking about them. And I'm sorry, this is free speech. I can say what I want in love and light. I am not opposing any group. I am not being harmful to anyone. And I am not trying to, you know, degrade anyone here. I'm just giving my opinion about these movements and why they're not for me. So Christian nationalism or fundamentalism here claim that yoga's roots in Hinduism make it inherently tied to non-Christian spiritual beliefs, potentially opening practitioners to demonic influences. Again, as I said a minute ago, when you do yoga, you are cleaning house. Have you ever noticed if you go clean house and you don't do it again, you end up with way more dust bunnies than you started with? Like, it's just like they multiply. I've got a dog and it's like she sheds more. I've got an Australian Shepherd and I'll clean up one day and it's like I need more vacuums to keep cleaning up. Because it's like it just keeps coming. It just keeps coming. I'm like, where is all this fur coming from? That's what these energies are like. These daemons, by the way, in the Greek, it's daemon. A daemon is an uncreated energy. It is. It can be anything. By the way, that's where like Pokemon and all these things come from. That's why some of them are good, some of them are evil. It's up to you on what to do with them. First off, you don't want them blocking your energy centers. So if you're going to remove them, you better do something with them. Tell them where to go, put them to work, whatever that is. You can use visualization techniques. That's why a lot of these, when you do the moves in yoga and stuff, you know, one of the claims is, oh, it's just all the Hindu gods and you're yoking yourself with that god. Those gods are you, by the way. Hanuman, the monkey god, is you because you realize you are a god when you realize that the supreme being of the universe sits on your heart seat. That's what Jesus did, by the way. You know all those statues of Jesus holding his heart open and he's pointing to it? That's literally bhakti yoga, guys. It's right under your nose. Bhakti yoga is love and devotion to God through all. It's love your neighbor as yourself and love God above all with all your heart, mind, and your soul. That's bhakti yoga. It's quite literally what Jesus was teaching. So spiritual liberation. Bhakti yoga teaches liberation through love and devotion to God. Aligning with Jesus's emphasis on love and spiritual freedom. John 8:32. Then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. That is that truth that we're talking about here. Inner divine connection. Yoga and meditation can enhance one's inner connection with the divine, fostering a sense of peace, love, and spiritual fulfillment. Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is within you and also with you. Kingdom of God is within you. That's actually what he said, basileia theos intos. In the Greek, it means the rule or the authority of the supreme divinity is within you. That is the literal interpretation of what it says in the Greek, and that's the best translation we have. And that's why I always look at the Greek. What did he really say? Or what was it really recorded as? We won't ever know what he really said, right? I mean, you weren't there unless you were recording it for a documentary. These things were written down, you know, either 100, 2, even 300 years after the time of Jesus. They weren't necessarily documented. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John weren't like sitting there scribing it all down. It was not important for them to do it at that time. It was important for them to soak it up and enjoy what he was teaching and be a part of his community rather than sit there and pin all this stuff down. So we don't know exactly what he said, but we know that what was recorded, the gist of it was, this kingdom you're seeking, it's in you. Okay. And most Bible translations put the word midst or among you. That is not only a bad translation, it is an outright lie. Okay. That is not what he said. That is not what the Greek says. That is not the understanding of that verse in Luke 17:21. He is telling you it's in you already, period. Okay, let me answer some questions and I'll continue with non-dualistic perspective here. Oh, and the one on that is the fundamentalist claim that the focus on inner spiritual experiences in yoga can lead to spiritual deception or openness to demonic forces masquerading as divine. And this is one of the most harmful, destructive things that you can think. And Paul talked about that, you know, you can't even trust your own heart and mind. Guys, that is, put yourself immediately in spiritual psychosis by believing that you can't trust your intuition if you're yoking with God within you, okay? That is the number one way to make you go absolutely crazy, okay? And when the church teaches that and Paul teaches that, you guys know I don't observe Pauline doctrine. That includes Titus, Timothy, Ephesus, or Ephesians. That includes Romans, Acts, any of the Pauline doctrine in the Bible, to me is complete psyops against what Jesus was saying, to take that message and mold it back into a construct, focus it back in on itself. Instead of liberating people, it is funding a new institution at that point. Because it was never supposed to be an institutionalized church. It was always supposed to be an inner knowing that got spread like seeds, just like the kingdom of God spreads like seeds, and it grows up into a mighty tree, and the birds of the air make their nest in it. That's what it was supposed to be. Holly says, yes, Paul was a con. 1,000%. That's what I think. So, let's see. Frequency modulation is the spirit's ascension to heaven or the quantum field. Jeremiah says, 1,000%, brother. That's why what Jesus was teaching was metaphysics. Okay, he's teaching the quantum exercises within, and you do that through the yoga and meditation. And that's why it's such a huge threat to the church and to the construct, because when people realize they can trigger psychedelic experiences within them, they can regenerate, they can find a renewed sense of wellness and connectivity. They don't even need to pop a little shroomy shroom or anything like that. They just like have it within them. It's already there. Boom. Third eye open, heart open, love and respect for all people. That's the biggest threat to the construct. And guys, it's coming down. I'm telling you, watch what's happening in the world right now and watch this great grand rising and awakening happen. It's happening. I'm watching it. I'm watching it happen to people I never thought it would happen to. I talked to someone the other day. They were listening to a church service. They didn't even resonate with that. They immediately started asking me questions about yoga and meditation. Guys, it's happening, okay? People want the truth. They want to follow the path of Christ, and they don't want religion. And that's what I'm here for, guys. I will give you the universal map to it. I will give it freely all day, every day. I will continue to show up here as long as my channel's online, as long as I have freedom of speech, and as long as I can do it in love and light. I will show up here every single day and continue to help everyone that I can. And if you want even more help with it, you want to go down the rabbit hole more, come and join the community. That's where you can support me and I can support you. Bro Lee says, thank you for being a part of the awakening. Absolutely, my friend. All senses are taken in through the form of energy, Jeremiah. Absolutely, 1,000%, brother. Simon says, what are the most helpful true parts of the Bible in your opinion? 2% of it, the red letters of Jesus. Literally, that's it for me. I could carry a Bible around that were just his words in the Greek, and I would be set for life. I'm going to tell you right now. Because that is the yoga of Jesus. That is the philosophy that liberates the mind, the body, and the spirit. That is the yoga of Jesus, and or Yeshua or Isa, depending on what tradition or what focus you want to put on his name. For me, Jesus is just an icon and a character that represents the awakened man or the Christ. By the way, the message of Jesus and the message of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita are 1,000% on point, the same. Krishna even talks about his sacrifice by leaving the high heavenly realms and incarnating when there's unrighteousness to share this wisdom. Jesus did the same thing. Krishna talks about going back into God, back into Brahman. Jesus talks about ascending to his Father. It's the same exact thing. Why did Jesus say Father? Because they used the word Father or Pater for their God in the Old Testament, the people of his time and place. And again, I'm not disrespecting anyone here. I'm just giving you that there's a big difference between the message of Jesus and what is all over the rest of the Bible. So do I speak on the R.H. Negi blood or negative blood? I don't, because I don't know a lot about it. I don't think that anyone has to have anything physically to ascend. I think that's just another effort to draw divisions. Sure, I think it can give people the prowess of awakening quicker or being a first wave or something like that. But I actually believe that you can upgrade your genetics through thought, through light codes, through experiences. And I won't get too deep down the rabbit hole on that. I can share a lot more on the Zoom calls about that than I can on the public interwebs. So yeah, I'll leave it at that. But no, I don't think that anybody's disqualified from ascension protocols that Jesus taught, just because they're blood type. Like everybody has the opportunity, in my opinion. So grateful, Cub. Grateful. Lisa says, thank you, my friend. Much love. Much love to you, Simon says. Jeremiah says, you are so right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for shining your beautiful light. Chicky May says, thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Non-dualistic perspective. Okay. Yoga's non-dualistic view sees all creation as interconnected and infused with the divine presence, aligning with Jesus's teachings on unity with God and all life. I and the Father are one in John 10:30. Now, the fundamentalist claim is that some fundamentalists claim that the non-dualistic perspective in yoga blurs the distinction between good and evil, making individuals more susceptible to demonic influences, disguising as spiritual enlightenment. Now, this is where I take some heat, and I'm okay with that. Not everybody gets the non-dualistic perspective. It takes a deep, deep dive within yourself and a really deconstructed view. To look at the world and say there is no evil in the world is a really difficult thing to do, but it is necessary on your journey. It is necessary if you're going to become a non-dualist like Jesus was, I believe. You know, Paul was the one that talked about all the battles and powers and principalities. Jesus didn't talk about that. He just told him, hey, you're worshiping the accuser. Like, why are you doing that? You know, he talked about, don't keep new wine and old wine together, because they'll taint each other, you know? And so you can't be a non-dualist and still look at good and evil in the world. You got to like preserve that. Okay. That's one belief system. That's fine. Even one of the biggest, baddest people in all of history, some of the most atrocious things ever, ever committed on our history books, still was done in ignorance, according to the yoga of Jesus, according to non-dualism. Ignorance of God within you and within others leads to what we view as in dualism as evil or good and evil or light and darkness. There is no darkness at all, because light shows that the darkness is a lie, because the darkness runs from the light, because light is all there is. Why do we have shadows, Cub? Why do we have black holes? Why do we have darkness at night? No, you still got a moon to illuminate it. There is never a time here on planet Earth when there is zero light. You may not be able to see it. You may be in the deepest, darkest cave of the planet Earth, but there is still light codes making it from that solar angel coming down through those caves, resonating in frequencies that you can't see. If your eyes were open and you could see all those frequencies and light codes, you'd be able to see in the dark, guys. And that's what I'm talking about here. There is nowhere void of light except maybe black holes. But Jesus didn't really talk about them, and I don't even know what they are, so we're not even going to get into that today. Darkness means absence of light, simple, Naresh says. But again, darkness is a lie. Evil is a lie, because in love, there is no evil. It just is ignorance of love. If you do something that would be considered evil, you go unalive your neighbor. And people are like, oh, that was so evil. He just did that. What a brutal thing. It's still ignorance of love. You don't do that if you have gnosis of love, if you have true understanding of God within you and God within others. You just do it out of ignorance of that, because you have no point of reference, because you haven't experienced that love within you. And that is 1,000% what non-dualism is about, guys. And so I'm an old school mystic. I'm a big fan of non-dualism, because for me, it is the only thing that can keep me balanced. Because when I believe, and this is one of the things that fundamentalism Christianity teaches, is good versus evil. And Jesus is against evil, and he's coming to slay the evil. When you call your fellow man evil, you are literally becoming the accuser. You are literally playing devil's advocate. You are literally playing ha-satan in the Hebrew. And we got to stop doing that, guys. We got to stop calling our neighbors evil, calling our fellow brothers and sisters evil, no matter what they believe or what they're doing in the world. And we got to start understanding it's just ignorance. They need love and gnosis. Knowledge is power. Okay, they told you that from the beginning, but self-knowledge is power. When you realize who you really are, not when you look in the mirror, but who God says you are, who the true being within you says you are, that's what lights the candle, guys. Kayona says, yes, I agree. Thank you, my friend. Chicky May says, old mystic Catholics have amazing experiences. I totally agree. And there is, when I talk about religion, guys, there is mysticism within religion, and then there is dogma within religion. Most people ride the line because they don't even know which one to pick. Mysticism renounces all doctrine and dogma and says, I'm open to the possibilities. And here's kind of the framework I'll work around. But it allows room to question, to drop things that don't work, to amend things. You know, Paul spoke out against that too. And even in the book of Revelation, it's like, woe to anyone who changes an iota of this words. And so, you know, there's so much dogma, even in the Bible, that we've got to be very careful about it, because I personally believe Jesus wanted you to understand the essence of what he said, not the letter of what he said. Yeah, exactly. Dr. Nick says a wise man said, be careful asking God to remove evil, 'cause he might just remove you. Absolutely. Frank Lee, what's up, brother? How are you doing? Yes, sir. Frank says, I'm tired of this normalizing of oppression and becoming oppressors too. Choose love. 1000%, my friend. Chicky May says, yes, the mysticism is amazing. Absolutely. Cosmic Christo says, yes. And by the way, there are mystic Jewish traditions. There are mystic Muslim traditions. There are mystic Catholic and Christian. Gnosticism is one of my favorite mystic traditions that really hinges around the message of Jesus, but the metaphysical realms. There is mystic Enochian magic. There is mystic Hinduism. There's mystic Buddhism. And so, guys, I'm a mystic at heart. Like, everything I teach is mysticism. That's why it's called Cub Cooker Supernatural, not Cub Cooker Dogma or Cub Cooker Bible Time or Cub Cooker Religiosity or anything like that. It's Cub Cooker Supernatural, outside of the natural. We can't explain it. You can only experience it. There's no proof of it, but you can experience it. Chicky Mace is Native American. Yeah, absolutely. Native American mysticism, 1000%. So, whenever anything turns into dogma, it becomes what's called legalistic. And that's what really ends up hurting us in the long run, because it keeps us from the power that we can experience. Chicky May says, I met an 86-year-old lady who saw Jesus and had her hair permanently changed to red because of this. That is awesome. Again, I'm telling you, I think our genetics can immediately change through our consciousness, through our experience with the divine. That's why I believe in all this timeline shifting and stuff. And I believe that, you know, I haven't even tested what blood type I am. I don't even really care, because I know I have the Most High within me. I know that I am absolutely a divine being, and I don't need to like look at any data sheet to tell me that, you know, oh, you got the right blood type or the right heritage or whatever. I don't care. I'm just here to authentically experience. And I think authenticity is the key to unlocking all of this. If 99.9% of people would get authentic with themselves, I think they'd realize they don't even believe what they've been perpetuating on their families, their friends, their cultures, their churches, whatever it is, their societies. They would go, wait a minute, like, why am I doing this? And that's what deconstruction and the deconstruction movement is about, is questioning everything. Question God, question your friends, question your family, question yourself, question your identity, question your holiness, question your spiritual ascension, question the nature of reality and what this even is that we're a part of. Question everything. Mic drop because I hit it. Okay. Let's finish. I got a couple more here and then I'll grab some questions. Where are we on time? Okay, we're good on time, so I got time for questions here, and then I'll jump back in to the rest of the yoga talk that we're doing here. So, and then we're going to talk about inner transformation next, and then I want to share some of my experience with yoga, hear what you guys have had. By the way, yoga, if you think it is just twisting yourself in a pretzel in a heated room, with hip hop music on, you are sorely mistaken. That is westernized yoga. And just like everything that we do here in the West, it ends up very convoluted and devoid of its power. True yoga is a philosophy. It's literally a lifestyle, and it's constant unity with the divine within you. Okay. It's not going through these idols or these demons or catching a demon from it. All of these different Hindu gods, guys, you want to know how many gods there are in the world? There's like 8 billion. There's 8 billion religions, 8 billion gods, 8 billion demons, 8 billion angels, whatever you want to call them. Everybody is practicing a different religion. And to sit here and fight about which is the right one, everyone's understanding is different because our reality is literally being created as we speak. And so if you choose to yoke yourself with Hanuman, then you're understanding that you're coming out of your animalistic nature and you're coming into agreement with God on your heart. Okay. That's what that idol, that horrible, scary, demonic idol is all about. It's called esotericism. It's called understanding the allegory. It's called understanding the mythology that connects to you as a human being and tells you a truth about your hero's journey. Okay. If you know anything about writing or constructing a story, the hero's journey is the most effective storytelling framework on the planet. And that's what all of these different gods are about. They're about your journey in some form or fashion. Now, when it comes to yoga, I go through the Christ or the Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, I was reading last night, Krishna says that if you want to experience the all and go directly to the source or to the supreme being, to go through him, that you can bypass all of the other gods, and that going through him and giving your love and devotion to him is sufficient because it covers all of these experiences and it will help balance you and yoke you to the divine directly. That is literally what Jesus was teaching. He said, going through him, the yogi, the teacher, you go through that philosophy, through that framework, and then you begin to understand, oh, now I can teach it because I've experienced it. And that's a whole different experience, a whole different experience. So Sphinx says, I'm Shiv Yogi. I'm not sure. I don't know all the different sects of Hinduism. I'm talking about mystic Hinduism. All I practice and observe in my life is like the mystic traditions of these different belief systems. What's up, Laura K? How are you, my friend? Sphinx says, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, my friend. Thank you for being here. Love to have you as a part of our community. You can get my freebie over on my website at the top. Love to dive down the rabbit hole with you or have you join. We need good people in our community. We need people who understand this stuff. If you guys understand this and you're not joining the community, if you're open to this and you're not joining my community, please consider it because I want more of that power, more of that open-minded love and power in the community. And that's what creates this awesome reality that we're all getting to benefit from right now. Just the fact that you're here on a live stream means you're creating a paradigm for yourself, a positive reality. And I'm all about going all in on that in my life. When I find something that works, I go deep on that. Like I go into it. That's why I don't listen to like a bunch of different YouTubers and stuff. I don't need 1,000 opinions. I find like a couple that I really like and I go deep on them. I want to know what they really think about stuff. And rather than just like, you know, throw it out there and just type in whatever on YouTube and find random people talking about it. So, and I know that's how you find new people, but once I find them, that's where I join. I go deep on them. I've done that many times with my mentors. Simon says, how can we join your community? You can scan the QR code right here, my friend. Hit up my website at cubkuker, cubkuker.com. If you don't see the QR code on your screen, you can click on the link in my bio or the description. Find out more about my membership directly through cubkuker, cubkuker.com. Stupid affordable, guys. Nobody's given the value I am for the price I am. I mean, I guarantee you that. I've looked around. You're getting everything that I can throw at you with this membership. No matter how you like to interact, if you're more like do it yourself and you like to just go through courses kind of privately, I got enough courses in there. You can't go through all of them in a year. I've got enough build out in our community now with different subjects and stuff. If you like to interact with people, there's a chat room, there's a board in there for you to post in. We call them circles in there. There's all these different circles. Everybody's in every circle, but you can post wherever you want. You having dreams, you having visions, you want to get into yoga, whatever. We got co-mentors everywhere in our community. Then we have our Zoom calls on Saturday. If you really like to get intimate, you want to meet me and other people face to face, talk it out. You're also going to get the recordings of those. So it's a fantastic opportunity to just take this full moon energy right now, harvest it, move forward, make that decision, and go and get involved with some awesome people. I promise you, like, our community, I have spoken on a lot of other people's communities. I've done, you know, Saturdays with them, Wednesday nights, special events with a lot of other spiritual creators. For real, guys, our community is the bee's knees. Like, it literally, I don't know how we've created such an authentic atmosphere. I don't want to take credit for that, but I'm very blessed that I get to be a part of such an incredible community. And that is something worth celebrating. So if you've never tried one before, this may ruin you for spiritual communities, because this is such an authentic, beautiful place to be. I had someone that canceled the other day, just they had, you know, because of money and stuff. And even though it's not even that expensive, and then they, like, literally a couple of days later, they're like, hey, I need to be in this. And I need to continue my membership. And so, like, literally, it's like a magnet for authenticity. So if you're ready for that, come and check it out. I would love to have you. And the reason I sell this so much is because I have to convince you. If I don't convince you, I'm not actually helping you. I don't help people by just dropping a podcast every day. I help people by getting them involved with their spirituality. And the only way to do that is to go all in on it. Final thing here is inner transformation. This is where I experienced all of the spiritual fruit here. And I used to say something in the early days of the podcast, and it was, look for the fruit, look for the root. And I always look for the spiritual fruit in things. And does it give me results? Like, that's literally what I look for. Because I'm not going to do something. I'm not going to go to church. I'm not going to read a Bible. I'm not going to do anything if it doesn't give me results. That's the definition of a crazy person, by the way. Keep doing the same thing with no results and expecting to get better results. You literally have to test the waters and get results from it. And then if you're not, you got to tweak your approach. If you keep tweaking your approach, maybe the framework is broken at a certain point. So for me, the inner transformation, both Bhakti Yoga and Jesus' teachings emphasize love's transformative power, aiding individuals in personal growth, healing, and alignment with divine purpose. Matthew 5:48 says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And guys, you know, this is where the church just slaughters people mentally, spiritually, emotionally, by telling you you're not perfect over and over and over and over and over. You're not good enough. But Jesus says you're good enough. You're not good enough to go to the Father, but Jesus says you're good enough, and you go through him and you can go to the Father. That's a complete ignorant understanding of the philosophy of Jesus. The path he laid out gets you to the Father, okay? It's not because you're horrible and you need penance for your sins. It's because you need to rewire the way you do life and view yourself. Be perfect like the Father. Realize you are a perfect divine being of light, and understand that everything else is illusion. Even your sins are illusion. View them as illusion and send them away like illusion, and you are going to begin to start to live very, very differently. So sorry I don't go live with people. Clearly I'm on 8 different platforms right now, so quit spamming the stream with requests to go live. I don't know you. Why would I go live with you? Sorry. Yeah, quit spamming it, dude. Come on. I'm telling you. Get off. There you go. You get zapped. Thanks. Like, you're not even listening. You just want to get you want to get clout and go live with people or argue with people. That's, you know, sorry, I don't have time for it. So fundamentalist claim is opposing views with some fundamentalist circles suggest that the focus on inner transformation in yoga can lead to self-centered spiritual practices, potentially inviting demonic influences seeking to manipulate and deceive individuals. Notice how all of these are actual claims I found online. These are actual excerpts from videos. These are all focused on demonic influences, self-centeredness. Yeah, it's self-centered because I want my center in myself to be centered. Hello. And when you finally center yourself, you realize that self-centeredness doesn't exist because the ego is just lying to you. The ego needs to be controlled and wielded as a tool, not your end-all be-all. And that's the problem. That shows the ego that these philosophies come from, if there's even a thought that self-centeredness can come from this. Pure Conscious Love says that's the reason most people try to go live. The attention seeking, most have nothing of value to say. Yep, unfortunately. That's why I do so much to prepare every day and make sure I deliver a fantastic message that people can literally take with them throughout the day, throughout the week, and actually think on these things and really go down their own rabbit hole personally to find some truth in their heart. Because I'm not here to tell you I have the truth, by the way. I'm here to tell you this is my truth. I'm not here to tell you I'm right. I'm just here to tell you this is what works for me, and your system's going to be different. Even in my academy, if you join the membership, it's so fluid. I'm like, here's what I do. Here's my framework. Go make yours. Write down what your framework is. Write down what's working for you. Guys, you should be getting results from your spiritual practice. If you're not, something's broken in that system. You should be getting results, okay? This isn't about worshiping some all-father in the sky because he demands worship and glory, okay? This is about finding the glorified being within you that's already in unity with the supreme being who is in spirit and in truth. No man has seen this God before. No man has stood before this God. This is not quantifiable in any of these stories or mythologies. This is something experiential within you. It's literally your inner power. And when you find that, of course, they're going to tell you over and over and over and over, that's poison, that's poison, that's poison, that's poison. Don't take it, don't take it, don't take it, don't take it. Because eventually, when you realize, wait a minute, that was mislabeled. That was an outright lie. This actually works. This actually cleansed the demons out that were disrupting everything from my flow of money, my belief system in my life, my relationships, my well-being. Everything was disrupted by these things inside of me that we call demons or daemons that are already living in you because you start collecting them just like Pokemon. Got to catch them all from day one around the age of, it's normally around 7. A lot of people nowadays, they're growing up so quick and they're programmed so quick. I mean, it's just as soon as you even have your own thoughts, you are gathering these daemons. Mommy and daddy say, get off that table. You're not Superman. You're going to break your neck. Do they mean that in love? Absolutely. But they just programmed you with a daemon of agreement that says, I'm not Superman. I'm not a superhero. I can't fly. I can't do this. I got to go to this person for this. I got to go to this construct for this. God is bigger than me. I'm nothing but a little ant in a bucket. I literally had a pastor tell me one time, we're all worms in a bucket. To God, we're all worms in a bucket. Oh, aren't we grateful for Jesus? That he would love the worms in a bucket? Dude, come on. Your mentality is so broken, and I love this pastor to death. I know this person personally, but this sermon, I will never forget this, and if I ever talk to them about this in person, I will tell them the same thing. That is broken, my friend. That is coming from a place of brokenness, okay? If you think you need to be broken or fear your God or anything like that, you're not reading the red letters. You're not aligned with the yoga of God within you, okay? Does that mean that God's not intelligent and doesn't have a will and everything? I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the only will of God, the true being within you that's already there, just waiting for you to reach out, waiting for you to knock. If you knock, the door will be open. If you ask, it will be given. Seek and you will find. That God within you, super intelligent, gives you all the intelligence of the universe, by the way. You want the answers to everything? Find that God within you. Find that supreme being within you. But I'm telling you guys, that sermon is the exact programmatic, dogmatic thinking that the church has perpetuated for 2,000 years, and the religious teachings for thousands of years before that had been perpetuating under the Anunnaki rule. How do you start? Pray for Peace says. That is a great question. I'm not self-promoting here. I'm honestly telling you, go to supernaturalblueprint.com, supernaturalblueprint.com. It's my free ebook. Type it into your URL bar, not the search bar. The search bar will give you other results. Go to my actual website there. It's going to forward you to my page where you get the free ebook. It's going to teach you fundamentally, once and for all, what all your chakras are and how to use them and how this ties to the message of Jesus and all of this. It's a summary of what I'm talking about today, but it'll give you a framework that you can update. I'm not telling you have to use mine exactly, but I'm going to connect things just like your earth chakra to things like education. Go back to Mother Earth. I'm going to connect your root chakra to occupation. Okay. And I go up the ladder here. Occupation. Your job will tell you exactly how your root chakra is blocked. If you're flipping burgers and taking orders from a 22-year-old that is disrespecting you all day long, your root chakra is blocked because you are literally letting someone walk all over you. You have a lot more wisdom than that. You can be in any practice that you want. This is not against anyone flipping burgers. You can be very zen and flip burgers. But I'm telling you, your occupation will tell you everything I need to know about what is going on with your root chakra, because that is your survival mechanism. If you think you have to work some crappy dead-end job just to make ends meet, you're blocked in your root chakra because your occupation is directly connected to that. And I'm going to show you this on every single chakra, so you don't have to start remembering like what are the Sanskrit names for them or the colors or any of that. You can just, you understand what is connected to what in your everyday life. And so it's supernaturalblueprint.com, link in description, link in bio. You can go to my main website, click on the banner at the top. If you forget that URL, just click on my profile, my official website. It's always going to be pinned at the top on that little banner. It's on every page. Even if you're a member, you'll see it on all the pages. If you want to go download it for free, go check it out. Pure Conscious Love says, my Hindu guru teaches everyone to be their own boss. Beautiful, beautiful. I love it. I always said I can't work for anyone anymore. Guys, I haven't been able to work for anyone for 10 years now, 10 plus years. Why is that? Because I am. Like I answer to the boss within me. I answer to the supreme within me, to the consciousness within me, not a boss telling me, you know, I got to go punch a clock or something like that. So I've always found a way. The universe has always manifest the money I need. The mother has always taken care of all of my needs. Because I continually keep my root chakra unblocked and I'm able to flow and stay in abundance. By the way, if your abundance is blocked, your root chakra is blocked. Everybody tries to say it's the heart or the third eye. You're not envisioning enough. You're not feeling the manifestations. Guys, it's your root chakra. That's the number one thing, because you've already made an agreement that to survive, I have to do this crappy thing. I have to enslave myself under an economic system in this way. That's your root chakra. And I go through all of those in there, but that's a great way to start. Beyond that, I don't want to say too much, but if you do join the community, the membership, there's some stuff coming to it that you'll be grandfathered in. You're going to get it. And it's going to deal a lot more with the practice of yoga and meditation. Okay, it's a new side to the community and the academy and everything. In fact, it'll be a standalone thing. I'm not going to get too deep into that, but that's what I'm working on, and that's what the summer is about bringing forth. It's a very creative expression, and it's the way I teach freestyle yoga and meditation through frequency training and higher consciousness. And this is where we're going from knowledge in the academy, connectivity in the community, to transcendental experience in what I'm going to be calling something like activations, something like frequency training. I don't know the actual name of it yet, but it's going to be very, very, very cool. I've already worked on some of it. I'm actually making some big decisions about how I spend my time. And one of them is creating music every week. And the music I create is all going to be in the earth frequency hertz. Instead of the 440, it's going to be in 432. And it's all going to tie into taking everything we've learned, everything we've talked about on Saturdays, everything we do on the podcast, and sitting down and doing it with yourself, your wife, your husband, your kids. This is a full training system that I've built for all of us. And I practice it too. This is not just something that I'm like, how can I make money and put this out there? I've been carefully crafting since day one a system of spiritual training and philosophy to actually help people get out of this garbage that we've all grown up with, guys. And I'm sorry, I'm just going to start calling it that. It is an absolute CF of belief systems out there, and it's time to go within and find the truth within you. No disrespect to all the religious traditions of the world, but I'm telling you, there's so much hodgepodge now, and nobody knows what's what, and everybody wants to argue and fight. All of them have a little piece of the truth. I'm just trying to put it all together and experience it for myself and for our community. So thank you guys for allowing me to do that, for helping fund that level of creativity and innovation within the spiritual space. You guys are awesome. Thank you. We've got, I think we just topped over. We had an anomaly. One of the credit card companies had a big glitch and we lost a bunch of members because of that. If you think you're a member, you might not be. There's some people on this chat right now that think they're members that are canceled. So reach out to me and I'll make sure you get the best deal possible to get back in, because your credit card cut you off and it wasn't you. It wasn't lack of funds and it wasn't anything like that. We got a ton of these notifications and it was from one specific credit card company, which I won't disclose. And apparently they just bopped a bunch of things and it canceled a bunch of accounts. You probably had, if you had other streaming services on that card, probably did the same thing. So, but we're finally up to 150 again. We're almost at 200, lost a bunch of people because of the credit card anomaly. And it had nothing to do with our system. Our security is impeccable. This was a credit card end issue. And it was only a couple of specific cards connected to the same infrastructure, the same bank. So hit me up if you think you're a member, or if you're concerned that you might not be a member still, hit me up and I'll check for you. So you can also try logging in. You won't be able to log in if you're not a member. I've had several people message me recently and say, can't log in. It's because you got auto canceled. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't my fault. It was your credit card, and I will help you fix that. So hit me up. So to kind of wrap up today, these fundamentalist claims is something that I grew up with. I was a part of what I consider a homeschool cult that tried to program me every single day in ways that I don't even want to get into, including who I was supposed to marry. Horrible, horrible manipulation within this. Luckily, my parents were wise enough to pull us out of that pretty quick, and I started doing theater and opened my mind and really walked away from a lot of that. But what I really want to get across in this is that these fundamentalist ideas, this dogmatism, religiosity, churchianity, the idea that my God is better than your God is starting to really hurt people. Everything that we fear on this planet is caused because of these types of battles. Okay, if you've ever noticed, the planet has never really hurt us. The planet loves us. The planet takes care of us. It's a beautiful, balanced system. We're the ones hurting it. And when we go at each other in the name of God, because my God's different than your God, that hurts people. Hurt people hurt people. And I don't call it evil. I don't call it anything other than ignorance, because if everybody contacted God within them, nobody would argue about who or what God is. Get outside your ego. Get outside your dogma. You can have beautiful traditions. You can still go to church, go to your religious traditions, but don't be programmed by them anymore. Think for yourself. Feel for yourself. Connect with the one within you. I love you guys so much. I hope you took today's episode in a loving light, with peace and joy. Lisa says, go within. Thank you. Absolutely, Lisa. It's learning to pay attention, Connie says, to source. Absolutely. Aleister Crowley, do what thou wilt. I'm not saying I agree with everything he says, but there are some of his philosophies that just make sense. Jesus even says in the Gnostic Gospels that there is no sin. It's that which you agree to. You've bound yourself by a law that you agree is sin, and therefore every time you do it, you basically keep digging a hole for yourself. I talked yesterday about when Jesus is talking about Gehenna or the fires of Gehenna. That was where they burned trash. And he was literally, I believe, in my interpretation of the scripture, which I think is pretty on point, he was saying that if you're going to follow that, you might as well cut your hands off now. Because wouldn't you rather enter into life maimed under your law, you know, than be thrown into Gehenna? Because that's what they did with people that broke that law. So cutting your hands off was the least of the worries when it came to that old religious law. And I believe that's literally what he was saying about that. And hey, if you want to avoid those fires, you better just go ahead and take your hands off right now, because they've caused you to sin, right? What he was saying was just go and sin no more. Who will throw the first stone? Judge not, lest ye be judged. I require mercy, not sacrifice. They're going, wait a minute, well, we do sacrifices. Well, remember, an eye for an eye. Like all of these things in the old Mosaic law, remember, Jesus spoke out against every single one of them. In love and light, by the way. In love and light. And this has nothing to do, again, if you're of any of the Abrahamic traditions, I love you. I respect you. You have every right to practice what you're practicing. But if you're on the fence right now, and if you're like, man, I don't feel full, I don't feel holy, I don't feel empowered, I don't feel right with God, because I don't even really know what that looks like, I just offer this as an opportunity to deconstruct some of those beliefs and ask yourself the hard questions. And ask yourself, are you looking for peace? Are you looking for righteousness? Are you looking for, what are you looking for? Even when Jesus used the word righteousness, he used the word in Greek for equanimity, not being right with a deity, but having the eyes of the deity to see all things as one. That was literally the Greek word that he used, was the one for equanimity or equality, not I'm right with God because I'm holy enough, but I am righteous because I have the righteousness of God within me. So, do I think salvation is for everyone? 1,000%. Absolutely. Because again, salvation isn't anything that you earn or achieve or approach. It's something you already have. And it requires deconstruction to remove limiting beliefs to find that truth that's already within you. That's the spirit of Christ within you. That's that Christ or Krishna consciousness within you that says you're already reconciled, because there was nothing to reconcile, because you're a divine being. You're perfect and you're loved already. You are not only enough, you are everything. And so salvation becomes null and void at that point, because you're not trying to save yourself from anything. You're trying to deconstruct the limiting beliefs that tell you you're not enough. To be saved out of this world means to reject the teachings of the world. That includes all of the construct, including the religiosity. Lisa, thank you for the hearts. Appreciate you, my friend. And I hope that makes sense. Yes, you are your own salvation, pure conscious love says. Absolutely, my friend. I love that Jesus practiced nonviolence. Yes, me too. Absolutely. Never hurt anyone. He turned over the tables, and that was a protest, essentially. It wasn't, he didn't actually hurt anyone. And one of the things that he did is he released the animals. Okay, I want to say this. You think about what I'm saying here. I'm not going to talk about anything specific here, in love and respect to all people, but he released the sacrificial animals because he did not agree with it. He knew those animals were him and he was those animals. All things are connected. All living things are connected. And to go and unalive one of those animals, to require penance for your soul to a deity that required that blood, was not only a blood sacrifice, which is considered blood magic or dark magic or demonic, but every time you nail Jesus to that cross and say he's in your place, you're continuing the same blood magic, the same demonic calling on your life, rather than understanding he was telling you, you have freedom within you already. And yeah, they probably unalived him for it. And then you get Paul, and he comes and he's like, oh, by the way, that was a good thing. You're welcome. Hey, you remember Adam and Eve? Yeah, that original sin. Oh yeah, it's all tied together. Biggest conspiracy ever, guys. Ever. In my opinion, not telling you it's true. I'm just saying this is the way I see it. According to Cub. I love you guys. God bless you. Namaste. I'm going to leave it at that. Y'all have a beautiful, love and light filled day. Deconstruct anything that you have questions on. Anything you want to ask me, hit me up. The quickest way to get my attention, join the community, DM me in the community. You get direct access to DM me anytime you want over there. I do my best to respond either same or next business day and get right back to you. So if you want my attention, jump over there. I'd love to give you that attention, give you that encouragement. Other people would too. Love to get you involved in the community. It's so cool, so much fun, so lightweight. It's nothing weird or, you know, you have to go and be like, you know, sit down in a circle or anything. It's just a virtual community of people that are all seeking truth together. So please go check it out. www.cubkuker.com, C-U-B-K-U-K-E-R.com. You get everything with it. You get the academy, all the courses, the Zoom calls, all the Zoom recordings, the archive of all of those. You get the off social media hub. You get challenges every month. The new challenge goes up this weekend, by the way. And then you're going to get direct access to DM me and chat rooms with everybody 24/7. So love you guys. Y'all have an awesome day. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. Pure Conscious Love says, thank you for being here, my friend. Meadow says, thank you. Hey, Jacob, love you. Danielle says, thank you. Love you too, my friend. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys keep me going. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everyone, for your support. I love you. God bless you. And when I say namaste, I mean namaste. God in me recognizes God in you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Peace.